The Ashkenaz Festival is North America's largest celebration of Jewish music, arts, and culture, and it returns August 27th through September 2nd at multiple venues across Toronto. It is the 14th live edition, and this year, everything from klezmer and Yiddish styles to Sephardic and Falasha music and much, much more. Something of a home base at Harborfront Center, of course. The festival is offered 90% free to the public and attracts a multicultural audience of over 60,000 people. Ashkenaz.ca to look at all the events and concerts happening over that duration. Joining us with a preview of Ashkenaz 2024, friend of the program, Eric Stein, the artistic director with the festival. He is an accomplished musician and band leader, an award-winning songwriter and recording artist, a leading figure in Canada's Jewish music scene. He's the founder and leader of the innovative klezmer world fusion band Beyond the Pale. Earlier this year, he played with an all-star cast in the Gehr Mandolin Orchestra at the Glenn Gould Studio, also a founding member. There. It's always a pleasure to have Eric Stein in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Great to be with you. Let's just quickly go back to the Gehr, because that's the last time I saw you.
That's right.
You brought in all these mandolin players, mandola, octave mandolin from all over North America, and played here. That was an exciting time. A nice performance right here in the studios.
That's right. Yeah. That was a good time for sure. That's the last time I got to really have my musician hat on exclusively, and now it's artistic director hat.
Performance felt good at Glenn
Gould? It was great. Yeah, it was excellent.
Well, that was a treat for us.
And we're actually performing again in New York in December.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Excellent. All right. New Yorkers, keep that in mind. So let's talk about the Ashkenaz Festival. What happened foundationally all those decades ago to make it even come to be? What was the thinking?
So when the festival was founded in 1995, it was a reflection of, I would say, a coming of age, of a revival of Yiddish music and klezmer music that had started in the mid-70s. And when it touched down in Toronto with the Ashkenaz Festival, it really represented this kind of taking it out to the people kind of moment. There's lots of Jewish music festivals around the world, lots of klezmer festivals. There's few, if any, that take place in the kind of environment that the Ashkenaz takes place in at Harborfront Center. It's this broad public space that attracts a multicultural audience. And when the festival started, it was this very, very loud announcement of, we're here with our klezmer and our Yiddish music.
Right.
You better listen.
Yeah, right.
That remains very much core to our mission. But over the years, we've evolved the sort of curatorial focus of the festival to include many different manifestations of Jewish music and culture from all over the world.
Sort of the diaspora of
exactly. That's really what it's about. The festival really celebrates the ways in which Jewish people, Jewish musicians have been innovators and creative leaders within their own community and in other communities everywhere across the world over many decades and centuries, and the ways that Jewish musicians have influenced and been influenced by their host countries wherever they've been.
So we're 30 years in, and of course, you know, with a festival like this, it grows and it has this great reputation bringing in all these international artists. And at this moment in the world, sharing music and culture like this with this platform feels extra important, I would say, in 2024.
Yeah, for sure. It's actually been a pretty challenging year for us putting the festival together due to a number of factors. Certainly the economy is challenging for us, but the environment around political issues related to the Jewish community has been challenging for us, even though we are a completely non-political entity. We really maintain neutrality on all of those issues and try to maintain the largest possible tent for people to gather under and bring people together to have positive experiences together and connect to each other.
That's kind of the point, and that's what musicians do. They let us better understand each other. They create a sense of empathy through music and joy. So I tip my hat to you. It's probably been a difficult year to put it all together, and to still have this happen here in August is pretty special.
So. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're hoping everything goes smoothly and people come together in the spirit that we hope they come together, which is, like you said, one of unity and one of discovery and education and understanding and inspiration, really. I mean, I think that's one of the primary emotions that people take away from the Ashkenaz Festival is inspiration and surprise, discovering things they had never heard before or didn't expect, or that challenge stereotypes or whatever their preconceived notions might be about Jewish music or Jewish people.
It is the Ashkenaz Festival, North America's largest celebration of Jewish music, arts, and culture, August 27th through September 2nd. Multiple venues, of course, Harborfront Center, Ashkenaz.ca. Eric Stein, the artistic director and musician in his own right, is with us. And so let's get to the music. You've been programming this over the last year. Sometimes it takes a couple of years to put these things together. Tell us about a few of the highlights that you feel are in the
for sure
this year.
Well, obviously with our core being in klezmer and Yiddish music, we have a pretty hearty helping of that. Our opening concert is with a group called the Golden Thread Septet that performs Yiddish songs of social change in a string quintet musical environment. So it's sort of like a chamber music environment, but with folk-based music.
That feels like a good show.
Yeah.
Nice opening idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, yeah. Very much core to where we come from as a festival. And then the next night, we're presenting the international premiere of a film called Welcome to Yiddish Land, which is a documentary portrait of the contemporary Yiddish culture scene all over the world. It really kind of functions almost as a thesis statement for what the festival has been about and remains about. So it's a fantastic film. It includes incredible performances by a number of artists that have performed at Ashkenaz before. And it's really very deeply insightful into what drives creatives who want to work in the Yiddish field.
A couple that stand out to me, Jacob's Ladder, a couple different performances there. And then Schmaltz and Pepper, only because they were just here
yeah.
in our studios. Just a wonderful, wonderful ensemble, great group of local musicians. So
yeah, Schmaltz and Pepper, they're really the hottest thing on the scene. They didn't exist 5 or 6 months ago,
no.
as far as I know. They just kind of popped out, and everywhere they've played, they've wowed people. I did see them here in the audience when they played here, and I was, very impressed with what they did. And I've only heard from shows they've done since that they're just getting better and better. So that's exciting.
And we should point out the lead of Schmaltz and Pepper is Toronto Symphony principal clarinetist Eric Abramovitz. And
right, and
you can hear
that classical influence that they play. They do it playfully. They're sort of drawing the folk influences along with the classical influences.
And who's Jacob's Ladder?
Jacob's Ladder is a Jewish bluegrass band
out
from
of Boston.
Boston.
Yeah, nice.
They're fantastic.
This
players.
Is speaking our language, right?
Absolutely.
Here.
That's totally our language.
Yeah.
These guys are great. They're not the first to do Jewish bluegrass, but I would say that they do it in a way that really comes off as very, very sincere and authentic. They're amazing masters of bluegrass traditions, but they insert their Jewish spirituality and their Jewish musical chops into that mix, and it really comes off great.
You've got a parade, is that right?
Yeah, the Ashkenaz Parade, that's always been, that's a signature part of the festival.
Okay.
And this year, for the first time, we're actually doing it in the north part of the city in North York at the Sherman campus where the JCC is, Bathurst and Shepherd. That's a given. We have giant puppets and musicians, a big, massive marching band. It's always a fun highlight.
Any others we should put a special underline on?
Well, for this audience, absolutely the concert In the Footsteps of the Zimro Ensemble. This is happening on Thursday, August 29th. And this is very much a classical chamber music concert that is inspired by an ensemble of Russian Jewish virtuosi who traveled the world after World War I, championing a new repertoire of Jewish classical music. So this group, which features the renowned clarinet player David Krakauer, who's equally renowned as a klezmer player and a classical player, and they're performing this repertoire that was performed at that time 100 years ago, as well as some more contemporary repertoire, which includes selections from Sruel Irving Glick, who was a Toronto composer and wrote in the Jewish idiom.
We play his music fairly regularly
I'm
on
sure
the
you
program.
Do.
Yeah.
So that one. And then, the weekend at Harborfront Center, everything at Harborfront Center is going to be free. There's some fantastic bands. We've got So-Called is playing, doing a big band show. There's big band Yiddish. We have Joshua Nelson, who's a black Jew that does kosher gospel music.
Wow.
Aviva Desse, who's an Ethiopian Israeli that does sort of a pop, funk, Israeli-Ethiopian fusion.
I mean, just right away, you start to list all the crossover genres here, and it really just starts to expand your mind as to what this festival can be. Right?
Absolutely. It makes me breathless, actually, trying to get through the whole list of all of that variety and all the great artists that we're presenting.
Eric, it's a great list. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Ashkenaz, the festival, North America's largest celebration of Jewish music and arts and culture, returning August 27th. So mark that down in the calendar. Some great free events happening through September 2nd, multiple venues across the city. It is the 14th live edition, ashkenaz.ca, to look at all those concerts. Let's listen to some music here on the New Classical FM.